Matthew chapter 9, verse 1. And he entered into a ship, and passed over and came into his own city. And behold, they brought to him a man sick of the palsy, lying on a bed. And Jesus, seeing their faith, said unto the sick of the palsy, Son, be of good cheer, thy sins be forgiven thee. And behold, certain of the scribes said within themselves, This man blasphemeth. And Jesus, knowing their thoughts, said, Wherefore think ye evil in your hearts? For whether is easier to say, Thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say, Arise, and walk? But that ye may know that the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sins. Then saith he to the sick of the palsy, Arise, take up thy bed, and go unto thy house. And he rose and departed to his house. But when the multitude saw it, they marveled, and glorified God, which had given such power unto men. Matthew chapter 9 begins with the healing of another paralyzed man. Remember, he had left the place on the other side of the sea, probably Galilee. And now he's come back to his own city, which is probably referring to Capernaum. And he saw the faith of the man who brought their friend. Christ knew the thoughts of men. He knew what they were thinking. He also judged their deeds, what they were doing. He could see their faith by what they were doing. As James says, Show me your faith without your works, and I will show you my faith by my works. Faith has works. The confession of the mouth. Everyone acknowledges that you must confess the Lord Jesus to be saved. But that also is a work. That also is a work. We're not saved because of works. We're saved because of the grace of God. But faith is manifest through works. And our faith is saving us. And that is faith is the work of the grace of God in our lives, bringing faith to us and causing us to do things that please God and do things that show forth faith. He says, Be of good cheer, your sins are forgiven you. But he didn't come because of his sins, he came because of his paralyzed state. The thing is, Jesus does all kinds of miracles. And what does he do the miracles for? Just so people could feel better? If that was the case, he should have healed everyone as he had the power to do it. But as Jesus said, there were many lepers in the days of Elijah. But the only one that was healed was the leper named the Syrian. He did not come to heal everybody just for the sake of it's good to heal, though it is a good work. In verse 6, he gives the reason why he does any of this. To make people know something. Something about him, that he has power to forgive sins. Power. Whatever he says, he has power to do. Whatever he takes authority in, he has authority to take. And Jesus didn't do these things in vain or merely to impress people. He did it to them that they would believe, but not just that they would believe he had power to do miracles, but that since he had power to do miracles, they would also accept his word when he says he has power to forgive sins. Because I'll tell you what, I can see a paralyzed man get up and walk, but I can't see sins being forgiven. Meaning, I can see a man forgive another man, but I can't see into his heart to see whether he actually forgives that person. And I can see someone declaring God's forgiveness, your sins are forgiven you. But to actually know and have faith that, yes, because he said so, because he has authority over sin, the sins are actually forgiven. I can't know that. Jesus did the miracles to testify to people that he had the authority from God to relieve sickness. And what greater sickness is there than the sickness of sin and the debilitation of sin? And sin is the cause of death of every living human being on the earth. It is the most dreadful of diseases. You know, paralytics, cancer, these things pale in comparison to what sin does. But you don't see it. Man doesn't see the damage sin is doing, like cancer, until it's too late. At least with cancer, while you yet live, you have a chance. But with sin, there is no chance. Not by man's power, but by the power of God and the authority given Christ. Christ came to die to save us from our sins. He came and gave himself as a sacrifice that he might bless us in turning us, everyone, from our iniquities. Do you have faith that he can do this? You believe he can make the paralyzed man walk. You can believe he can raise the dead. But can he deliver from sin? Jesus is getting to the real point. He can make you walk again. He can make you talk again. He can get you up off the deathbed. But will you live forever? Will you just go back to die again? And that's the root problem, the one that he really seeks to demonstrate he has power over in his ministry. But the scribes and Pharisees said to themselves, he's blaspheming. Because they thought, only God has the power to forgive sins. I mean, I might forgive a transgression against me. But the sin of it, the root sin, he has to make peace with God over that. Like Jesus said, make peace with your brother first, but then go and make your gift. Remember the Sermon on the Mount, chapter 5. You know, then leave your gift at the altar, go be reconciled with your brother, but then when you're reconciled, you come back and then offer your gift to God, because God also needs to be appeased. And he knows their thoughts. He knows what they're thinking, right? He already knows what they're thinking before they think it. He's expecting it. It doesn't say that here, but we know this to be true. Which is easier to say? Your sins are forgiven you, or get up and walk? But I want you to know something. I want to impart some bit of knowledge to you that I have the power, the authority to forgive sins. That Greek is exousios, the word for power, and it means authority. It means power that is delegated from someone in greater power. That God gave Christ authority on earth to forgive sins. And also the power, the innate power, to deliver from sin. He has authority to forgive and power to deliver. He is a strong Savior, able to save by a powerful salvation that delivers from sin, not merely removing guilt, but also removing the sinful nature. And that is what we look for from Christ. That is what I look for from Christ. I expect that. And even if I don't see it happening yet, like we learned in Hebrews, you know, God hath put all things under his feet, but we don't see all things put under his feet quite yet. God has delivered me from my sins. Even if I don't see it yet, I still have faith that it will be. I will walk, I will talk, I will live in his sight. I know he has the power to do it, and it will be to me according to my faith. Be it unto you according to your faith, he says to so many people. By using up everything I could say about this whole chapter, the multitude, you know, and so he says to him, etc. And the people marveled. The multitudes marveled. All those people saw it and they were amazed.